You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about how to change your life forever. And man, we've been talking about this for a while. But we're getting into some practical application about how to handle problems in life and how to get the word to produce in your life. And we've also been identifying some things as to why some people don't receive from God. And it's not because God has said no, it's because they have not known how to receive from him. So let's go over here to Mark chapter 4. Now listen, we've talked about so much, so very much. And you need to go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and you will receive, and there you can listen to all of the podcasts and things. And by the way, if you're listening to this, if you're watching it on listening to it, please like, please subscribe to the Cup Podcast, because it does help us, but it'll also help you. And then leave a review and share it. Send it out to people. Let people know what you're receiving. Okay? So, again, you can go to KurtOwen.com, and our partners are the ones that makes this possible. And I believe that today we're going to give you the opportunity to become a partner. You can be one of those ones that are sowing these messages all over the world and changing lives. So here it is. Mark 4, verse 13. Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all of the parables? This is such a key parable, Jesus says. He says, you've got to get a hold of this. And this, honestly, people just blow past this parable and they can't figure out why. They think God is withholding from them, and they're not. Again, the entire kingdom of God is found in how this parable operates, okay? That the sower sows the word, right? And there's so many people out there begging, crying, bawling, squalling, trying to get God to do something. And he's saying, I've given you seed. Plant the seed. Water the seed. Take care of the seed. And the seed will produce everything you have need of. And so he begins to talk about this. Now again, it's not enough just to have the seed sown. Then you have to take care of the seed. And that's what he's talking about. And he begins to talk about in the first group, they didn't, you know what, I'm not even going to get into what the first two groups are. This is what I need you to do. I need you to go to KurtOwen.com. And listen, don't just start here. Don't, if this is your first time hearing this on radio, TV, or whatever, please, please, please do not just think you've got all this and go on. Go to Kurt, because I know I don't have all this to go on, and I'm the one teaching it. Go back to KurtOwen.com. And listen to the first two grounds, because you're going to have to deal with those or you'll never even make it to the third ground, okay? So he talks about those, but then he gets down to this third piece of ground, and it says, now these are the ones sown among thorns, and these are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things entering in chokes the word, and it becomes unfruitful. Now, again, I want to remind you of a couple things. Matthew chapter 6, so we're talking about the cares of this world, right? The worries, an over-engrossing mental affair is one of those things. You're worried, and it's choking the word. People say, well, you have to worry. Sometimes everybody worries. You don't have to. Jesus in Matthew chapter 6 specifically says, therefore I say, do not worry about your life. What you will eat, what you will drink, what your body. You know, let me just say this. And this isn't going to be real popular. we kick folks out of church for a lot of different stuff. But we let people just worry like mad. Right? We get mad at people in church that they, you know, they lie, they cheat, they steal. And I'm saying, let's deal with it, right? Let's deal with it. Let's deal with people engaged in sexual sin, right? Great, deal with it. But what are we going to do about the worriers? Because it's just as much a sin to worry, because you're going against what Jesus said. Not only that, beyond it being a sin, it's choking the word. You need to let the word choke the worry. Don't let the worry choke the word. I'm going to get me a t-shirt that says that. By the way, we've got a free offer this week that really got into some things in depth that I ministered recently. Please contact us at KurtOwen.com. The message is absolutely free. We'll send it to you. Okay, now, so he tells you, but it's not enough. He's not just saying don't worry, because there's no way you could stop, right? Because you need to do something with that time, with that mental energy. So what do? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. People say, well, yeah, but I need to think about what I need. What do you need? We started to get into this yesterday, or last time. Go with me to Luke. Chapter 10, we're talking about in verse 10:38. For the sake of time, Jesus has stopped by Martha and Mary's house, okay? And Martha and Mary, evidently that at some point, because it says she also had a sister, Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. And so here, it sounds as though Martha was listening to the word too. But at some point, she gets distracted. I need to get Jesus something to drink. I need to get Jesus something to eat. And by the way, Jesus didn't normally travel alone. It would have been a big enough shock for the most famous preacher of the day, like we were talking about last time, to knock on the door, say, hi, Mary, Martha, good to see you. Lazarus, good to see you. That would have had you wanting to clean the house. And I'm talking about male or female. Clean the house. Do we have something to feed him? Do we have something to give him something to drink? But then when his 12 boys are with him, I mean, now this is a party, and if it was only just the 12. And you would think, now remember, Martha actually gets up, and not in a like a as a principle, but as a reality, she is serving the Lord, like serving him sitting there in her house. You would think that would be important. You know, this is one of the reasons in our churches, we don't like people serving every week in a position. We'd like you to serve once a month, twice a month, but the other times we'd like you, depending on your position, obviously, we don't mind the praise and worship people, but when the word is being taught, we want you to get the word. This is the reason we want our children's workers to listen to the word. We want all the people that can be distracted while the word is going forth. We want our children taught the word. We want our youth taught the word. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself. But she's distracted, and she is so convinced that it's okay for her to care about these things. And ministers, okay, let me talk to you ministers. You're worried about your ministry. You're worried about the money and stuff, and you think, well, I'm serving God. This is important. You're still not supposed to be worried about it. Still not supposed to carry the care over it. She's not even supposed to carry the care of Jesus sitting in her house. And she is serving the Lord. She is so convinced that she is right that she comes to Jesus and basically rebukes Jesus and says, Lord, do you not care? My sister has left me to serve alone. Therefore, tell her to help me. She's rebuking Jesus. Don't you care? The moment those words come out of your mouth to the Lord, realize you've missed it. Realize you've just found the root of your unbelief. You don't think he cares. And he's more in love with you than anything. He is so in love with Martha and Mary and Lazarus that he's trying to give them the very answer of the thing that would change their life forever, probably would have kept Lazarus from dying, is sowing the word into them. Just exactly the way Mark 4 says. The entire kingdom of God functions if a man just plants seed in the ground. The entire kingdom of God functions if a man sowing seed. Sow seed. He's sowing the seed into them. But Martha has the word going forth, but she's worried and troubled about many things. And people say, well, you just don't understand. Life is complex. I've got a lot of needs. Well, not according to Jesus, because he says, Martha, Martha, you're worried and troubled about many things. But one thing is needed. Jesus doesn't know there's a lot of things needed. Jesus knows there's one thing needed. One thing. And that's to sit at his feet and hear his word. Listen, today is offering day on the broadcast. First, let me say to you, partners, thank you so much because you are providing the one thing that is needed all over the world for people to hear Jesus' words. You're making these broadcasts possible. You're making the podcast possible. You're making it possible for us to go, and I think so far this year I'm scheduled to be in 4 different nations. You are making that possible. You're making it possible for the ministers' conferences in France, in Finland, in Peru, in, I believe, Australia, Japan. You are making it possible, partners. For those of you right now, this is the that are not partners, please become a partner today, not just for me, but for you, so that you can be a part of sowing the one thing that is needed in all of our lives, the Word. Will you join us today? Will you join us today in implementing what Jesus said here in sowing the Word? When you're sowing these financial offerings, it's not going to empower me to get a new car unless you buy me a new car. What it's going to empower is for us to take this message, to continue to pay for these broadcasts, and to expand our sowing this word. And you know what? Ultimately, you're the one that receives the harvest off of it because you are providing the one thing that is needful to people all over the world. It's great. We do feed people. We do those type of things. But the most important thing we do at this ministry is sow the word into the lives of people, into the lives of ministers. Become a partner today. Join us in this. See how important this is to Jesus, and how much do you think it means to him when you provide the resources to make it possible to supply the one thing needful. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up every person that is a partner and desiring a partner today. Lord, I thank you that you continue to increase them more and more. I pray over their seed that they're sowing today. I thank you, Father, that it brings forth a miraculous harvest. And Lord, even this seed, the seed of finances, we see where seed produces harvest. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that they will produce a harvest in their life, that debt is eradicated. And Father, I thank you that they have the resources to fund the gospel all over the world. And thank you, Father, every person that gives, Lord, is making it possible for people to receive the one thing you said was needed. They're cooperating with you, Jesus, as they sow their gift today. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen to these important announcements. Michael will explain to you how to give. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
All of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries are excited about you taking advantage of the opportunity to become a part of something that is just so much bigger than any one person. We have done our very best to make giving into the work of this ministry to be simple and easy, as well as rewarding. Simply text the term KOM partner to the number 44321. Once you do that, you can put in your name and the amount that you want to give. Once again, simply text the words KOM partner to the number 44321. Your gift will have a life-changing impact on people all around the world. Kurt Owen sincerely desires that fruit abounds to your account. Your return and your reward will be now in this time and eternal. Please know that we will be praying for you to receive the miracle of a 100-fold return on your gift. We urge you to be expecting this. Also, please know that everyone that gives into Kurt Owen Ministries will receive a free gift. You will receive a free download of a dynamic Kurt Owen Ministries conference from earlier this year. The conference is called How to Hear from God Accurately. We urge you to listen to this life-changing conference over and over again. It will be of tremendous help to you in your everyday life. Again, simply text KOM partner to 44321. Help Kurt Owen change the world.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts, while developing Christ-like leaders.